President Trump met with the Iraqi and Kurdish presidents in Davos, Switzerland today, his first meetings with these leaders since the U.S. drone strike that killed Iran's top military commander while he was in Baghdad January 3rd. That prompted the Iraqi parliament to call for expulsion of American troops from Iraq, and President Trump responded with threats of sanctions. Well, joining us now is NPR's Jane Arraf. She's in Baghdad. Jane, what did the president say today about the U.S.-Iraqi relations?
Well, both he and President Barham Saleh, the Iraqi president, talked about the enduring relationship because it's going through a bumpy patch right now. And President Trump was asked about the prospect of U.S. troops actually being asked to leave the country. And this is what he said about that.
Well, we're talking about a lot of different things, and you'll be hearing whatever we do. But they like what we're doing, and we like them, and we've had a very good relationship. And we're down to a very low number. We're down to 5,000, so we're down to a very low number, historically low, and we'll see what happens.
By that, it means troops in Iraq.
Yes, absolutely, and that's compared to like 150,000 during the U.S. invasion in 2003, but that was a long time ago.
Yeah, well, but back on the ground where you are, how are Iraqis feeling about their government, about their government's relationship with the U.S.? We saw the protests at the U.S. embassy, but those were Iraqis protesting the killing of Iranian-backed militia members. There's other protests going on.
So those, the ones at the U.S. embassy, the ones that kind of trashed the front of the embassy, they set fire to the outer wall, those were members of Iran-backed militias for the most part. And that's partly what the Iraqi protesters are actually demonstrating about. So that attack on the embassy was followed by the U.S., of course, drone strike that killed the top Iranian commander here, along with a senior Iraqi official. And then there were the Iranian missile strikes against the U.S. base. So it has been a very rocky road so far.
And so what are you hearing from these protesters?
Well, basically, they've been out in the streets and they've been dying and being wounded. More than 500 dying, more than 20,000 wounded by security forces, who in some cases are shooting them in the head and the chest. Security forces and those Iran-backed militias. What they want is a totally new political system, a government that's not corrupt, and they want an Iraq that isn't tied to Iran and isn't tied to other countries.
Well, and so what do you suspect happened in this meeting between President Trump and the, it sounds like, embattled Iraqi president?
That would have been a very interesting meeting. Essentially, the issue is that there are lots of political parties here who do want U.S. forces to leave. The political system right now is dominated by those Iran-backed parties. And so when it came to a vote in parliament, it was those Iran-backed parties that held the vote. But not everyone wants them to leave, and it's an ongoing debate here.
And meanwhile, Iraqi's prime minister has resigned but is still in office, has not been replaced. How stable is this government? You hear these, you know, these huge numbers of protesters, they're being killed. Is there a chance that they might topple the government?
They got the prime minister to resign. He is, though, still caretaker prime minister, and they're looking for a new prime minister. They're looking for a new parliament. They're looking for a whole new political system, and that's a very tough ask.
Yeah. NPR's Jane Arraf in Baghdad. Jane, thanks as always.
Thank you.